the next few months, locals and visitors will be able to enjoy quality recreational spaces on beaches throughout all parishes as the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, embarks on its National Beach Program. We tell you more about the project on this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. And in our No Jamaica feature, we take a trip to Port Antonio. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. Stay with us. The Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF, will be financing the development of 14 beaches across the island as part of its National Beach Development Program. Valued at an estimated $250 million, the program is aimed at equipping public beaches with recreational facilities for the enjoyment of locals and visitors to the island. TEF Executive Director Clyde Harrison says the program will involve the upgrading and upkeep of at least one beach in each parish.
So we decided to do a beach in every parish, for starters, because we're going to do better than that.
Beaches identified under the program include Burwood Trelawney, Providence Park, Montego Bay, Norman Manley Beach Park in Negril, Treasure Beach, St. Elizabeth, Old Harbor Bay, St. Catherine, Salem, St. Anne, and Boston in Portland. Mr. Harrison says the beaches were selected based on a study conducted by the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA.
NEPA had completed an extensive study of all the beaches on the island. What we have taken from that study is a beach out of every parish. Some of the criteria in that study for establishing a beach is accessibility, number of persons using it, the population density, the readiness of the beach itself to be used for public consumption in that regard. What we did was to take that table now and look at the ratings that they gave to each beach, look at the parishes that they were located in and decide, okay, we take on these 14 first.
Under the program, beaches will be equipped with children play areas, seating with tables, picnic areas and gazebos, restrooms and changing rooms, adequate parking, lifeguard towers and utilities inclusive of running water and electricity.
What we are trying to do is put in good quality amenities. We don't want it to be substandard. It typically involves kiosk for the comfort of the visitors. We are trying to make the kiosk as natural as possible. It doesn't take away from the look of the beach and the tropical feel. But it's really restroom facilities, storage facilities, where possible and where reasonable buildings for concessionaires. There are even ideas in some beaches we're thinking of dual futsal and beach volleyball court.
Designs have already been done for 10 of the beaches with work underway at Boston, Norman Manley, and Providence Park. The TEF Executive Director points out that community consultations are taking place to sensitize residents about the program and how they will benefit. He emphasizes that the beaches are being upgraded for use by both residents and visitors.
We have engaged the SDC to, you know, look at the community side of it to get them involved with the process so that they understand that the beaches is for them and not for external consumption alone. It's for everybody. The idea is to provide free beaches, free entrance.
Executive Director of the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Clyde Harrison. In terms of maintenance, Mr. Harrison says the plan is to make the beaches self-sustaining through the provision of water sports and other activities at a cost in order to cover operational expenses. The project is expected to be completed by December 2015. And now for our No Jamaica feature. To a place called Jamaica. Port Antonio has always been one of the best-kept secrets in the Caribbean, a tropical Eden and the jewel in Jamaica's crown. Portland offers visitors unmatched natural beauty, rugged, exciting coastlines, romantic beaches, hidden coves, rivers, and waterfalls, with the Blue Mountain Range providing a spectacular backdrop. Port Antonio, as the capital of Portland, has retained its charm as a quiet rural township and is home to one of the most beautiful harbors in the Caribbean. And that's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker with studio engineer Joel Samuels. Thanks for joining us.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.